Remember? Remember? I wasn't joking. Today's shiur, sponsor of Fur Shleima, Yaakov and Frumet, and we have Mishnah Rishka Basar Shom Zalman, and for the our captive, Omer Mekasim ben Orna Esther. It's crazy over there. And Elio ben Chaim Yitzchok and Reza Bas Dov Mordechai. Zok the Mishnah. Rav Mishlofim.
Must be.
Heichon Pigdoini. Zok the Mishnah. Two chesim and beis on the bottom. Heichon Pigdoini, where's the... I gave you a gold watch to watch. I entrusted you with my watch. I'm like, Ovad, I lost it. Mashbiachani. Swears. V'aymer Amin. Loshen Ashur. We had this yesterday in the Mishnah. V'aydim. Very well.
Apparently not.
V'aydim v'idin oisoi. Sha'achlu. That he ate it. Mishalom Karen, he pays Karen. How you doing? So Mishalom Karen, Chaimish Vashem. Over there, he pays Karen, Chaimish Vashem. He doesn't pay Kefil because he's not saying Gana, he's saying Ovad. What about Heichon Pigdoini? Where's my Pekadon? I'm like Nigna, if it got stolen. Mashbiachani. He says, make a shvur, why not? Amen. It's the Lashon that he agrees. But Eden, me Eden, I say, Shikanru. Mishan Shem, a capo, over there, you pay capo, because if you steal, you pay capo. Hoide ma atmoi. Mishan Shem, Karen, Chaim, Mishan Shem. You have to pay Karen, Chaim, Mishan Shem. Now we go into an interesting case. A goizel is Oviv. A guy steals from his father. Venishvaloi. And he swears that he didn't take it. The umes, and then his father dies, and then he's moida after his father dies. He's moida that he stole from his father. So now the problem is his father's dead. So who gets the stuff? Who does he return it? We have to. It's a chiyav hashava. How do you have a chiyav hashava?
That's the problem. The problem is it ends up being that he stole from himself.
It's a chiyav hashava. So how do you return? You got to return to someone. Otherwise, you're not Yotza Hashava. So Rash, so the Mishnah says, "Arizim Hashem Karen v'Chaimish v'Ashem leBanav oy leAchiv," to his brothers or to his
uncles.
Machlokes is showing him how to learn here. Rashi says, "Arizim Hashem Karen v'Chaimish leBanav shel Aviv." That means his brothers, right? His father's kids. Oy leAchiv shel Aviv, or his uncles. And mele banav. Even though this guy, this is what Chapel was asking, this guy himself gets a Yerusha. He says, really, what are you returning it to yourself? He has to do Hashava, there's a Chir Hashava in the Torah. Until you actually give it back, you're not Yotz Hashava.
Okay.
Now Tosfos is learning, Rashi is learning Pashas that it's a chiyav hashava of the Torah, like a derais de gedim. Other Rishonim disagree. They say it came in derais de gedim because if you'll see the Gemara in 1 minute, the Gemara says that if you can't return it, so you put it into the anarkish zedakah. If it's din derais of heishu lagzelo, you can't just drop an anarkish zedakah. Not yer to the heishu lagzelo. So that's why the Rajba learns that the mission is not the way Hashava the Arisa. It's Hashava, you know. It's Hashava. Taisa says that Labano L'Achiv is Labano Shel Gazlan or L'Achiv Shel Gazlan. It's referring to his brothers, not the uncles. His brothers and his kids. He has his own kids. because his kids are before anybody else, because they get his chelik. You still need Hashava. That's how you get to Hashava. You give it to his kids, you get to Hashava. And next is La'achiv is to his siblings. Anyway, Zalot the Mishraita, Vim Ainer Reutzer, Oisha Ainloi. Ainer Reutzer means he doesn't want to do that, or he doesn't have an achasim. That he can't afford to give up his chelik. I mean, he's saying you need Hashava. So Hashava, you have to give it back because you need Hashava. But he can't afford to do it. He needs the money. A lot of money. Right now, he needs the money. So what do? So he does a trick. What he does is he borrows, and then he tells the Ba'achoyiv, go and pay back, and go get paid back from the brothers. So get paid back, their chelik, you don't think like his chelik, and maybe he wins on the deal.
Why are they going to pay with that?
He makes up with them beforehand, obviously. Right, the Shah Yigun Manu, or maybe I guess he pushes it off. He'll pay them back in a year. Makes a deal with them.
Well, you could take it from the question is why the brothers agree with it. What are they getting?
They have no choice.
They're not getting anything any which way. Right. Now he's being Mekayim Hashava.
They have no choice.
It's not their portion.
Presumably it's not their portion.
No, it is. He has no choice. They have no choice. He took it. He really has the money. He needs the money to buy a house or whatever. He needs to do something.
Okay.
Why can't it be that it's just from
they have no, option.
Don't give it.
Don't give what?
The loan back. Don't pay back the chayv. It's his chayv now.
No.
He's borrowing from who?
They have to go. They have to go. They have to pay the chayv back.
Why?
Why not?
Because it's not my chayv.
He borrowed money on the father's chelik.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Your father died already.
So what? He's still borrowing the father's chelik.
He's borrowing money for it to pay.
It's the father's money.
It's
the father's money, right?
I'm not sure. Maybe. I'm learning that.
But why does it have to be that it's...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the father's money. That's how your Hashava works.
Why does it have to have any shackles to the brothers?
Yeah,
that's amazing. And has shackles to the brothers, because that's what Hashava is.
Who's it to borrowing money?
It's coming from his portion.
Yeah, not even.
No, there's two portions money. Over here. There's his portion and the brother's portion.
Okay.
So he's doing a trick. He's giving back his brother's portion,
okay,
but his portion is not giving back. So Meli's Yotza Hashava. He wants to be Yotza Hashava, this guy.
Start again, casing your own words.
He stole the money. He stole the money from the father.
Father was alive.
Father was alive, father died, and then he was Maida. Now he has a Chiv Hashava to give the money back.
To the brothers.
To the brothers, to his uncles, to the father.
To the pot.
To the pot, yeah.
Okay.
The problem is that he doesn't want to give it back because he needs the money.
Right.
He can't afford to give it back.
So he borrows from a third person.
So he borrows from a third person.
Yeah.
And that person goes and takes the money that he's supposed to give back by Hashava. So he's Yotza Hashava.
Why?
Because he borrowed the father's money and the father has to give back money. So now he gives this money to the guy.
He borrowed money for himself?
He borrowed money that belongs to the father.
He borrowed money to put it back into the pot.
Who did he borrow from?
Who cares?
It does because he's
a neighbor.
Okay.
Now that he owes that neighbor money.
Right.
He gives him that money.
But he's a Balchoyv now and he doesn't.
One second. He gives brothers back have no that choice.
Brothers are out of the picture.
Which brothers? Yeah. Any brothers
any
that
brother.
Are.
Whoever's involved.
The Yarshim. Why if they have a Chiv to return money?
The brothers?
Yeah.
Why is father's your brother's a Yerush?
That's how. No, it's his.
It's either way, but why did Yerushim have a chiyuv to return the money to the Baal Chayv?
It's a loophole.
It has to make sense. What do they have with this Baal Chayv?
It wasn't Yerushim yet.
They were Yerushim already.
Not what was stolen.
Why not?
Because there was nothing to be Yerush. It's not bad.
Good. Yes, even if he's giving back the money from the pot.
No. Right. Yeah. The Ba'chayv are only collecting what his chelik is.
From who?
From the brothers.
From the pot. He has no chelik.
Correct.
Why does he have a chelik?
Of course he has a chelik. He's a brother.
He has it with him. He stole a chelik.
He stole the whole thing. And he has to do Hashava.
Okay. He's putting all $99, all $100 into the pot.
He doesn't want to return his money. He has $50. It's two brothers.
Because he owns 50% of that money.
But he still has to do a chiyah
hashava. He has a chiyah of giving it back.
But he doesn't want to give it back. He gives it back. He loses it.
Okay. Because he doesn't get back.
It's just a technical.
Because he's only going to get back. He's only going to get back his chilek.
He still has to put it. What did he gain? I'm
sure that he gets it back.
Yeah, he didn't have to give it back.
No, he doesn't.
Now
he doesn't because the bachur takes it.
Who does he have to give back to?
Who's the bachur?
He borrowed money from somebody, from a neighbor, to pay back. On his own.
Yeah.
So he gets his chilek.
Yeah, afterwards it goes back. You know,
sure, if there's four brothers at $100, they each get $25.
They can't just return $75.
We're not talking about that case. We're talking about this other brother, let's say. Why do they have...
It
doesn't make a difference if there's other brothers.
He still has a chiyah
hashava.
Right, okay, no.
Doesn't make a difference if there's other brothers.
So then what happens to the pot after it gets put in?
So he gives it back to the pot, what happens?
Now you have Yerusha.
Who's he?
That goes right back now?
His chilek, yeah.
Who gives back to the pot?
Why do you try to make it so much more difficult than it is?
Because there's no way. What does the pot have to do with the guy who took the loan?
He
took a private loan,
forget
right?
Forget about the loan. He gave the zechira shava
to give this money back to the
yeah.
The brothers don't pay back the Baal Chayv. It's only his chilek. If there are four brothers with $100, he borrows $100 from his neighbor. He borrows $100 from his neighbor, puts it back into the pot. Okay, his chilek is 25.
He takes the money.
So the Baal Chayv takes 25, and the other brothers take the other 75.
Who borrows money?
The guy who stole.
Right. He's not borrowing from the pot.
He stole the pot. There is no pot anymore.
No pot.
Right.
It's gone.
It's still extra there, whatever there is. Okay, even if they took the whole pot. Yes, but he has to return the money.
After dealing with Charlie, the pot comes
out. Return.
It's understandable.
He doesn't want to return.
Because he needs the money.
He needs the money now. He
borrows money from...
He borrows money from someone.
From a friend. Yeah.
Friend.
And then?
Then he puts the $100 back into the pot.
Shut up. Yeah.
But he takes that money that he borrows to give back to the father. The father's
father. Getting angry.
He puts his two, now there's two
he
money.
He borrowed from a guy.
There's two money. There's money from the father and there's money that he already stole. There's two monies now.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? He has Kiev to give back $100. The bank
don't
account.
Go back to the beginning.
What's that?
Why? That's the part that you're getting confused with.
He has a chiyuv to give $100 back to the father's bank account.
No.
Right? That's the halacha.
Correct.
Otherwise, not Yetzah Shavah. He does not want to give back the $100.
Because he needs it.
Because he used it, he needs it, whatever. So he borrows money from Shuli, $100, takes that money, gives it now back to the father's bank account.
Right, at this point, he has.
He owes Shuli money now.
He has $200 in his pocket.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
Takes Shuli's money, gives back to the father, Yetzah Shavah. Because he gave back $100 to the father. That's what he has to give back to the father.
He owes
Shuli $100. Right? You owe Shuli now $100 because you borrowed from Shuli.
But you can use the Yerusha.
Shuli goes.
Shut up.
Shuli goes and he takes from the Yerusha.
He already paid back.
You're chelik. You have 50% of that Yerusha.
Again, I have double because I still have that original $100 in my pocket.
I used $100.
$100 was used a long time ago.
But that was his money.
His money is a new borrowed money.
So again,
the only thing you do over here is prolonging the agony. It means you don't want to have to go right now to keep the money. So tell Shuli, go get my money. Get my money out. That's all you're doing. That's all you're doing.
No, but it's also we can use that money as a guarantee.
Correct.
That's the loophole. That's exactly what the loophole is. That's the loophole. 100%. He walked away with $300.
And he never returned the stolen money. And he never returned the stolen money.
He did.
This is the way of returning the stolen money.
Still has
that he's paying back.
He stolen money.
Correct.
He ends up with
$200. He doesn't gain any money.
He ends up with $100.
And he gains right now that he doesn't have to.
In our example.
Plus, he pays Shuli back.
He's paying him back for the Yerusha.
Only my chilek.
Only his chilek. I still owe Shuli $50.
You can use that as a guarantee. You can collect it directly from Yerusha.
No, you can't.
Because he's not going to get that portion.
Only my chilek. Only that one chilek. Yeah,
right. Meaning you can use it.
So he's talking about the rest of it.
It's like real property.
Yeah. He's talking about the rest of it.
Oh, sure,
$50. Moshe. All
right. So that's the halacha. She'en lo loyvo v'achoy gubayim v'nifrayim. Ha'aymer. Livnoi. Ha'aymer livnoi.
Give me your pants.
Koinem yad nana mishali. A guy tells his son, you cannot have any anah from me. And meis yirshanu. If he dies, Yerushanu, because he said only now, once he's dead, Yerusha kicks in. What about if the father's a little more precise? He said b'chayav moisoi. Wants to control the whole situation. In meis lo yirshanu. If he dies, he cannot be yirish. V'yachsel abanav oil achiv, which is machlokes who banav achiv is. V'im ein loy loyvo b'chayav b'ayim and Ephraim. If he doesn't have, so Mela b'chayav could be b'ayim and Ephraim, which means is a legal loophole that he's able to get his yerusha. Because it's basically washed through this loan. Basically, I borrow money from Shuli. I borrow $50. I tell Shuli, go ahead and collect from my chelik. Go collect my chelik from the father. I'm not allowed to have the father, so I can't get it. So Shuli gets the $50 back from the Yerusha, and that's considered I gained on the deal. I got $50. I borrowed from Shuli. Shuli gets the money back by taking my chelik of the Yerusha.
So chayav ma'aseh doesn't mean that he doesn't. Who? If he says that you can't have
direct hanah.
Direct hanah.
Hanah. So then that doesn't mean that the other brother swallowed that portion of the yerusha.
No, you don't lose the. You don't lose the.
If he doesn't do this trick, they do. So
if he doesn't need this money,
he didn't give away the brother's money. He just can't have enough.
If he's not penniless, then this money goes where?
To the brothers. No, they do. They do. It's only if he does this trick.
Stays there as a loan for him.
Watch out. He didn't take away the Yerusha.
It's his Yerusha.
He didn't take away the Yerusha. He just can't have enough. He can't have enough of it. He can't touch it.
So that money just sits there?
Yeah. Actually, I have no idea. I don't know.
What's Eliyahu going to do?
Use it for a chair?
He's going to convince the father. I don't know.
He'll be the mediator.
At that point, exactly. He'll bring the father back.
He has big money coming to him.
Unclaimedfunds.com.
Yeah. Anyone ever see funds from there?
Yes.
I got.
Did you actually get funds?
Yes. I've gotten a check.
I for sure. It's like $48.
No, that's for sure. I got like $18.36.
By the way, in the first case in the Mishnah, where he's a Chiva Shava.
They both have Chiva Shava.
No, I'm saying, you have a Chiva Shava, you have no right to keep that money either. It's just like the case of the father. Right, the father said that you can't have enough of my money, but he wants to get the money. Same thing over here. I want to get the money from my father. It's $1 million Yerusha. I want to get the money, but I can't. I have a Chiyuv Hashavah. So what I do is, I borrow $50 from Shuli, and Shuli goes and takes my chelik, and then I'm Yotzei Hashavah, and I get the chelik. He does gain on the deal. Hello, Shmuel, you're wrong. He does gain on the deal. Ooh. In the first case of the Mishnah,
Shvarta.
First case in the Mishnah, where he stole money from the father, he has a Chiyuv Hashavah right now.
Right.
He cannot take his chelik of Yerusha. Can't take it. He has no way of getting his money out of Yerusha. It's $1 million here.
He has it.
He stole $1 million from the father. He has a Chiyuv to give back $1 million to the father's pot. What?
Who said it's not money?
There's $1 million. He
stole $1 million.
He stole $1 million.
He stole it, right.
And he wants his money, but he can't get it.
Because it's not there.
No, he can't get it. It is there. It's in his hand.
Let's say it was $2 million.
It's in his hand. He has it in his bank account, but he has a Chiyuv Hashavah.
Okay.
So he has to return it. It means he loses out his Yerusha. He doesn't want to lose out his Yerusha. So what you do is, you do a trick. You tell Shuli, I'm borrowing $500,000 from you. Shuli, go ahead.
Why would Shuli loan you the money? Yerusha as collateral.
Yeah, you're hedging.
Yeah, that's all. No, that's not. Now all.
No, not all. Whatever portion.
That's Shuli's problem. Don't ask me why Shuli's lending money. Trust me.
But why does the Mishnah say that you could take it from the Yerusha?
That's the loophole. Fine. That's the loophole. Otherwise, you lose your Yerusha.
You lose it.
You lose Yerusha. How you get Yerusha?
Now you get double.
No, you get 50. Where do you go for double?
Hey, at what point is when he borrows money? When he borrows money from whoever he's borrowing from, so now he has two portions.
Why is he borrowing money?
Why is he borrowing money? Because he's trying to return this money that he stole. He stole money.
No,
we started at six.
No,
exactly.
Yeah, he owes.
That's not why he's borrowing money. I have a Chiyuv Yerusha. Reuven has a Chiyuv Yerusha to his father, his brothers and his uncles, or whatever. How do you learn that?
He has to borrow money.
No, you missed the boat.
It could be.
No, you understand it. This guy stole money from his father. He has a chiyuv to return that money. A chiyuv hashavah. That means he loses out his Yerusha.
Good, but he still has it. He already stole that money.
He has his bank account.
Right.
He has a chiyuv to give it back. Then he says, give it back. He says, I don't want to give it back. I want to get half a million dollars. So you can't. You have a chiyuv hashavah. You're stuck.
Okay.
But he wants the $500,000. He feels he's entitled to Yerusha.
So he borrows money.
So he borrows Shuli $500,000 and Shuli goes and takes his chelik from his father. Because he has a right to that money. The shibra on that money. That's all. That he has. It's a legal loophole for him to get the $500,000.
To keep the $500,000.
That's it.
When is this, when does this leiva happen? The halva happen?
Afterwards.
After the father died?
That's what it seems like, yeah. In l'may yoichel. Zot the mission of Ayat. Zot the mar of Ayat. Arm yoichel. Afilu arnik yishel tzadoko. There's a halacha that if you want to be yoitzer the hashava, Rashi says you can't find ain a moitzer yorish la'aviv. Let me yoshev. Put it in the pushka. I always wonder, you know, this you find something, I say, put it in the pushka. How does put in the pushka help? But over here you see that there's a chiv hashava, giving it to the aniyim, that halacha would pacify the halacha of hashava. Very interesting halacha. Amar Papa, but Zorach Sheyemar Ze Gezel Avi. You have to announce Ze Gezel Avi.
Chatchila.
Not Chatchila.
Can't just.
Understood.
Ze Gezel Avi.
Chatchila when there's no Yerusha.
That's pacify.
That's not pacify.
You can't find the door open. Okay, I'm sorry. The wrong word. Rectify.
You worked very hard on
that. Ze Gezel Avi. They have to say, Gezel Avi. Amai, Fetigamon, Nimchle Nafshei. Fetigamon, I don't understand. This is what Yisrael was asking. Why can't he be Michael, or Chap, be Michael's own Chelik? Milay Tanam. Machale al Karen.
Machale al Karen.
Amavam Chilu. So you see, he could be Michael. So I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Lakashio, Harab Yisak, Lili. Ha, Rabbi Akiva. It depends who you don't like. The Tanya. We have a Bryce. Then Ein Le'ish Goyo. La'hashiv. Ha'asham. Ha'mushav Loi. Then Ein Le'ish Goyo.
Charlie Jones.
La'hashiv. Ha'asham. Eilu. Ha'asham. Ha'mushav La'ashem. La'koyim.
Just text.
It goes to the Tanya. Ma'ali. Ha'kbar. Ha'shichav. Goyo. Lo.
Who's my job?
So you don't have a Goyo. So it goes to the Koyim. So Ma'ali right away stops. Short stops. Such a thing, such a concept. Moses says, yeah, Ella, but Gezel Ager, Hakasa Medaber, that there's such a concept of
no
Yarshim. Why? Because Gershon is Gaia, it's Kotan Shanel Dami. He's like a newfound guy. He loses his family.
He does not kids.
But Gezel Ager, Hakasa Medaber.
He does not kids. He has kids, it's Yarshim. In the case, he does not kids.
Right.
Even if he has kids.
Not from before. Afterwards, though.
He has
kids.
Okay, you guys are different. He's talking about kids.
He's not talking about, from before. Yeah. Correct.
He's like a gay, doesn't have any kids. It's not every gay.
A gay doesn't have kids afterwards. He's talking about kids before.
Right. You're saying the same thing.
Right.
No.
Yeah. He's getting 20.
He's saying the same thing. He has to be right. So.
No, I'm saying if a gay went and got married and had kids, then he has Yoshim.
All right. No, you're okay, right.
Fine.
Not his kids. You were right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I don't know what you're going on, but okay, no problem. He's in faith. Yes, other Yisrael she'ain la goylem. Is there a Jew in Klaus who doesn't have goylem? El begezel al ger. Once he becomes a ger, he has nothing. He loses everything. And it's interesting that the Meshchachma says. I saw the Meshchachma this morning. He says that how do you know that a Maisa ger does have family? What do you mean doesn't have kids? He has family. What does it mean, Gershon's guy, Kashan Eldami? Where does Allah come from? He has a mother, he has sisters, his brothers, he has everything. He has brothers, he has sisters. So he says, Allah comes, this Allah is from the Torah. The Torah said, after Mount Torah, it says in the Pasuk, Shvula Lo'elechem. The Abishu said, everybody go back to your wife, go back to your family. How do you go back to your family? There's no question that Klal Yisrael, before Mount Torah, they were married to people they weren't allowed to be married to. There's different arayas, different things that were going on there, but there's no Torah. Gershon's guy is Kachin Eldam. He's at this point, nobody's related to anybody. You could marry, go back to whoever you went back to, because at this point it doesn't matter. That's what Meshkachma says. Interesting. Harisha Gozal Ger, Gozal Ger, Akosam Adabra, Harisha Gozal Ger, and the Gemara explains this
by concept. 2 weeks.
Venishba, Venishba Loi. And see, a guy swears, steals from a Ger, and he swears to him that he didn't steal. Veshamash Ramesh Ager, he heard the Ger died, he thought he has a payday. Veymale Kasper Vasham Rishlaim. So Allah is, he was bringing it to the Kahanim. And then he meets the guy in Shalayim. Now the guy says, he said he recognized that he has it. He was murdered, he stole it. At this point, it becomes a loan. He basically gives them as a loan. And now, maize. So, I guess you could consider it Hashava over here. That's the question over here. But let's consider it sort of Hashava, because he sort of was murdered and he was ready to give back to him. And now the guy says, I'll give it to you as a loan. Umeis, and his ger dies. Zocha lo mashiv yadei. This guy is zochen al mehefker. This gerish and his guy is kotish and adam. He has no relatives. Everything he owns, the ger, is up for grabs. Right now, I have it in my possession. Okay. I'm kind of from hefker. Tiber beis aglir. Rabbi Kiva, I even know. Ein l'takano atchi yotzi gzeilim dachz yadei. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it doesn't work. You got to go and do hashava. There's something called hashava. You never did hashava. The fact that you met him in Yerushalayim and you reminded to him that you stole it, you still didn't do Hashava. How do you do Hashava? Give it to the Kahan. So Rabbi Yosef Aglir, Loshnal and Ashay, Loshnal and Achayim, Matzi Machel. It doesn't matter. Either way, you can be Machel, which is not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva, Loshnal and Achayim, Loshnal and Ashay, Loi Matzi Machel. Rabbi Yosef, Hu Adin, Afri Loi Zakar and Milva. According to Rabbi Yosef, even if you're not Zakar and Milva, you could, Rabbi Yosef Aglir, you could be Michael, because that's what he says. V'hadi tani zakur ala milva is lo de'achar chad Rabbi Kiva. It's a chiddush of Rabbi Kiva that even though he was zakur ala milva, which really, by him being zakur ala milva, he's basically saying that this is a new chapter. I consider it as if you returned whatever you returned, and now it's a loan. So really, it's a new thing. No, Rabbi Kiva says that's not the way it works. You didn't do hashava, you weren't yotze, you have no tshuva. You can't have tshuva. You have to actually return the item. That's the Beheshit HaGadash HaGazal. And you didn't. So that's Rav Kiva's Chiddush. And the Kana'at Yerzik Zev Taz Yadi. So Maskul Rav Sheshis, Ihochi, Rav Yisya Aglili, Lashmila Nafshei, Vekosh Nachem. Because according to Rav Yisya Aglili, if you could be Merchel your own stuff, for sure Lachem. Rav Kiva, Lashmila Nachem, Le Matzimachel, Vekosh Nachem, Le Matzimachel. So the Gemara changes it. The Gemara says there has to be that everything is in sync, which means Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisak Lili, you can learn the Mishnah according to everybody. Rabbi Yisak Lili. Rabbi Yisak says it has to be Rabbi Yisak Lili. Not according to everybody, Rabbi Yisak Lili, because until now I was saying it's Rabbi Kiva. Even Rabbi Yisak Lili. Rabbi Yisak Lili said that this guy was Michael and now it's, you could be Michael and Avshay. So now Mishnah, why can't you just be Michael? Hello, Rabbi Yisak Lili. Kikam Rabbi Yisak Lili, the Matzi Machal Acherim. Avon Avshei, Le Matzi Machal. Right? For yourself, you cannot be Michael. Why can't you be Michael and Avshei? It means you can't be Michael if you stole from your father, which is our case, our Mishnah, then the Mechila won't work. And you won't be Yotza Hashavah.
Who's being Michael?
He's being Michael Yisraeli. For himself. What do you need a shovel for? Just be Michael. That was the original question of the Gemara. Right on top. Am I? Nimchil and Avshay. Just be Michael. If you're Michael, you're the Yerush, then you get a shovel. So Rashi says, "How about Yosi? How the come of Zakar and Milva? The Kim the Afke Ger Gufe the have a Nigzel Matarz Gzela the have a Kamichel Achem Amachila." The Chemai is Kanyas. He's saying, like we were explaining before, when he met this Ger in Shalayim, and this Ger said, I'm making an Ahava, he basically was saying, I'm Moichling you on the rest. I'm Moichling, the Hashava was good. Consider as if I got the Hashava. And now it's a loan. So you can be kind of a Mefker. But that's only the Acher. The Chemai is Kanyas. Ha'el Kamachla al-Ker, the Masnissan Rabbi Yisahi. The Ilar Kiva, the Hashava, Mishloik, the Tanayin, 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 The Midas Hashed, Lemot Machkin Le Afki Nigzam Terzela. In the case where you stole it from your father, you never took it out of your possession. You never took it out of his possession. How Yetzar Shavas, he would agree in that case, it was not Shavas. That's how Reb Sheshes learns. He can basically the Matzim Machal Achem, Hashem Lein Matzim Machal, Amai Zachal, Allah Mashab Yadai, Mishun Zachal Milva. That's what we said, as if Zachal Milva, which means he's as if he was, it's a newfound, it's like he took it back and he gave it to them as long. As if. It's not Gzeil anymore. It's like a new thing. Rava says, Amar Hava Rekiva. Ki Amar Rav Akiva, Lein Matzim Machal is Lein Hashem. Only for yourself. Acher matzimachem. He says, "Fakert, acher you be matzimachem." Why? For the same reason. Because acher is as if you, it's a new thing. The chal de b'yisakli yisav. I feel an avshay. Now I'm matzimachem. Basically, the shita is even avshay can be matzimachem. El afreit the gemara says, "El gezal ged kam rachman and seen the kana nechav shkagzlo." If you're telling me this concept, that according to b'yisakli li, you could be matzimachem. How do we start this whole Gemara? We start the Gemara says, that the Gemara says that you give it to Kahanim, and when do you have to come on to give it to Kahanim? I guess it's like Ger. Because Gershon's got a concern on it. But you don't have to. You can just be Michael. Give Michael, then you don't need to do anything. What are you returning for? I'm a rabbi, I'm asking you, because she goes as a Ger, the Nishbaloi. Basically, you stole from a Ger, and then you swore that you didn't steal it. Umeisa Ger. The ger died. V'hoy de la'achem misa. After the ger died, you were moida. Now you have a problem, because now you have to do hashava. But the ger's not here to do hashava. He's done. So what do you do? The oida kana Hashem v'nasa l'kahanim. Kana Hashem is Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, and kana Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu k'zah mushav l'Hashem l'kohen. And mainly that goes to kohen. Zok de Gemara. Zok de Gemara. By Ravina. Now, one thing the Rosh says, the Rosh asks, he says, I don't understand.
It's a new take on the nursing ministry.
If this money is money of Yershim, how do you give it to Anish Tzedakah? How do you give it to Anish? How does that help? The Yershim didn't get it back. You can't find the Yersh. You have a problem. You can't find them. So how do you give it to Yershim? Never landed in the Yershim's hand.
There is no
Yershim. There is. The Yershim can't find them. Ain't a mitzvah Yersh lover. Can't find them.
But then the Gemara had a question every year.
So then what's the case of Mochel? How can you be Mochel?
It was a Gerr.
No, Machal is your own thing. The question is, how Yetzer...
But Machal, Rashi says that there is no. Ain't a Meitzer,
you can't find it.
So how can you be Machal? Wait till you find somebody.
How can you give it to the Anish of Zaki?
Yeah.
That's the Rashi's question. How can the Gemara say that you give it to the Anish of Zaki and Yetzer Hashava, the Yersh never got it? How does it help?
No, Rashi doesn't say Yetzer Hashava.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
No,
let me Yashiv.
We assume that by the
let me Yashiv. Who are you going to give back? That's the whole point.
We like going to be other.
We assume how you Yotze.
That's the whole point of the Gemara. You need to answer because you Yotze.
Then that's when the Gemara said, "What do you mean? Every Yid has a Yersh."
No, that's the next Gemara. First, the Gemara says, "If you can't find Yersh, what do you do? Give it to Anshe Zaka." So before the Gemara goes on to the next thing, no Yersh. Your Yotze Hashava by giving the answer to Zaka. So the Rosh says, how Yotze Hashava? The Rosh says that your Yotze, it's only got Betshuva. It's only got Betshuva. There's a Chiyuv, there's two things. There's a Chiyuv to give back to the Yarsh, and you can't find Yarsh. Well, what are you supposed to do?
Isn't
there? You don't want to go to you know where. So you, to Halach.
No,
so you
come back.
You want to do Tshuva. How you do Tshuva? So to do Tshuva, you yotze by giving the Anish Zaka.
Has that help? Because the claw gets it, and you assume that he's going to benefit from the claw.
No.
Yeah, that's the whole shot.
Who's benefiting?
The Yersh.
No, don't do that.
Yes, the Yersh that you can't find is not going
to
benefit.
No, it's not benefiting at all.
You give it to, let's say you give it to Tavchei Shabbos, it's in Tavchei Shabbos.
No, he's not benefiting at all.
That guy's in Peru.
He's from Australia. Yeah.
I understand that, but we assume that he's going to benefit.
No. The way I understood is Nandu benefiting is just that you're yotze. So the Meiri says you're yotze. That's what you have to say. I'm doing this to be yotze mitzvah shava. That's what he says.
You are doing
yotze
mitzvah shava. That's what you say.
How are you getting a
shava? Why are you saying zegezalavi? What did it say for?
Yotze
tshuva.
So
now we turn out to shiv. The tshuva for hevesh for stealing, that you yotze. You're not yotze giving it to the, you didn't give it back to the brother, to the kids. You didn't find the yerush.
So
but the al tshuva you have. The tshuva of hevesh v'gzeir is a chiv tshuva. Hevesh v'gzeir is a tshuva. By doing, by the Torah says, give it back to the guy you...
Tshuva is repenting or tshuva is returning?
As repenting.
Repenting.
I thought it was repending. Okay,
repenting. Since hevesh v'gzeir doesn't mean that the guy has to get his money back. Means that you have to give money.
You're to that set, yeah. But it's just like
yeah, that's the, that's the
that's the surprise.
Sticking with it.
Okay.
If you would give back Shavakas if you're not Yotze HaShavah.
Yeah, you are. So it's a Shaila. The Mishnah, the Shaila and the Mishnah, Machlokes Rishonim, if this is only the items around, what happens if you ate it?
Well, you borrowed and you gave it different cash.
Who's still talking about cash over here?
So what'd you borrow?
Oh, money. It's a Shaila. Rishonim have a Shaila. The Tur learns, the Batanur learns, it's only if the item is around. If the item's not around, there's no, this din doesn't apply. The Torah says, no, of course, even the money, who cares? What's the difference? Hashava is Hashava. Doesn't have to be the items around. I don't know, Machlok is over there. Okay, let's go weiter. Bar Ravina, Gezel Agiyuris. You steal from a lady, a convert. Mao, Ish Amar Achmanu V'lay Isha. Is Ish, Laisha, Idoma, Urcha the Krav. No, that's the normal way. Torah speaks, normally the Torah is speaking about a man. It's not speaking about a female.
Where does it say Ish?
It says,
right there.
An Ein le'ish goyel.
You not pay attention to what Polini?
Right, you are.
Ish is
Kedoshah.
No, it's Ish.
You just
want to.
No, because then you really have the regular. The Haitian is saying, why is this any less than regular Haitian is saying?
What?
It shouldn't be any different than regular Haitian is saying, which is not Miyuchad le'ish.
That's exactly the question. But
Gezal Ger says Ish.
No,
Mars never
that says
Gezal
Ger says Ish.
And Gezal Ger says Ish. That's a Shiloh. So Gemara says, I'm le Rav Aaron le Ravina.
Oh.
Toshma.
Charlie, this is Rav Aaron.
Gee, where did you get it from?
Tanya Ish. Ein le Ela Ish. Isha Minayin. How do you know a woman? Kishu Oimer HaMushav HaReikan Shnayin. HaMushav, it says, Ha'asham ha'mushov, that's the Lashon plural. Ha'akan shnayim, v'kei matam lemi ish. So why say ish? Ish ha'tatzarech la'aksa akrov im yesh le'goylem, in love. Katan, was referring to ish, is not as opposed to a woman. It's opposed to a child. In love. Katan, he ha'tatzarech la'aksa akrov yiduash in le'goylem. But katan can't have goylem. So merely as nobody, you go right to the kahanim. It belongs to the Eibishter and gives to the kahanim. How does katan have money? It's a good question. Torah says the Shaila. Torah says that only Metzia, which there's no Dasachar's Makna, but a Kotan could get, Mendaraisa, a Kotan could get money. Somebody could be Makna him money and he could have money, Mendaraisa.
Clean car, Pesach.
Who?
Clean cars of Pesach.
Clean cars of Pesach, yeah. But Maisa, it's interesting that the that Shulchan Aruch brings down, has a Shaila, if a lady.
That's what
a Shaila, if a lady is included in Mishloach Manas. Because the pasuk says, "Mishloach manas ish manas ish l'reyu." It says "ish l'reyu," which is dafka men. It's a lady mechuyev. So the Shvus Yankov says, he says, first of all, there's two reasons why doing mishloach manas. Shvus Yankov says mishloach manas. He says that there's two reasons. First of all, you want to be marba ava v'achva, and you want to have for food for the suda. That there's no reason why that should be only my man. What's called, but he says, arrive in this Gemara, he brings this Gemara, that it says over here, Ish, and Ish is Lav Dafka, and we learn out from here to everywhere that Ish is Lav Dafka. It's not, it's all halachas, and may like, rest assured that your wife has to
put never have, we never have a drasha of Ish
v'Laisha? If we do, but that's not, has only specific. But as an overall rule.
Specific when it says Ish.
So that's what you need
to drasha for it. But when we find it, you let me know.
So, but
Don Rabbanan.
It means Ish, where we have Ish for like Isha?
Yeah, where is Ish for like Isha? Turn up on him. See, not as good as Yerman.
No, I'm not. I'm
no, Yerman asked the question and he says, of course, Ish Laish is all over the Torah.
It is all over the Torah. I have too many to ask. I want to find the best ones first.
Turn up on him. Lashem Lakoyen.
Give me one. One.
Ish.
Lashem Lakoyen. Kana Hashem, the Nasan Lakoyan Shiva Isa Mishma. It goes to the Kayan of that Mishma. Who's it go to? Because this every week is a new Mishma. Every week is a new Mishma, and every day is another Beis Av. And the halacha is, Chazanish says,
it's like our shul, every week's a new Mishma.
The halacha is that every day's karbonas go to that Beis Av. It means every day of the week is split. So every week is split, and every day is split. But over here, it goes to the Mishma. Why? Because over here, you didn't do anything for it. By karbanas, the day's worker, kahana, they work. So whoever works that day on those karbanas gets those days' karbanas. You can't, a guy, the Monday group should not get the Tuesday group's work. But since over here, this is free money, so to speak, there's nobody worked for it. So it gets split between the whole Mishma, the whole week's group. After I'm the Kanshi, I'm the Mishma, I'm the Kanshi, Harei the kain shavayis and mishmar akasam adaber. So we have a limud that goes to the kain of that mishmar. Tanim bonim. Harei shayi goizel kain. Minayin shalim, you steal from a kain. Minayin shalim eloi, hoyo v'yotzel the kahanim. Sorry, the guy who stole is a kain. He himself is a kain. So basically, Gary steals. Minayin shalim, hoyo v'yotzel the kahanim. Harei v'takas yadai. Yei shalim. V'dinu. And I have a kama chaymer. A different way of learning Kalkan. Mando is in the Chalik boy. Achi comes with Shusa, Kish comes with any Achalite Siam Yadoi. Which is our case. Tavish Yeshla Chalik boy actually comes with Shusa, which comes with Shusa, and didn't Dame Achi Yachalite Siam Yadoi, Loi, the Achalite, the Achalite, the Achalite Siam Yadoi, that he should be able to keep it? Loi. If I'm a dove, she ain't a chelik boy, she ain't a chelik boy, kaka ain't a chelik boy. Time by Gezel, she came, she has a chelik boy, kaka is a chelik boy. Maybe not. By Gezel, maybe everybody else also a chelik. El Gzela Yotzbach Yodoy, umschala kol ocha wakahana. It gets split between all the brothers. Roxiv Ish Gdosh of Loyia. I says Loyia, that should be his, and that's going by Karbonus, right? That we learn out that he gets to keep it. So Kain has a right to do work in the Beis Hamikdash, be makir his kabbalas, and he keeps it. So if over there he keeps it, why over here can he keep it?
Yeah,
he is keeping
those from such good money.
Right. The Kain Tame.
He's not keeping his
kabbalas. So he can't keep it. Even Kain Tame, Dovah Shish Chalik by me Isle, he has nothing. So Gemara says, the gala echem and kahanim that he redeems it. Minayin shlo yomer hoyle yotzel kahanim. Since anyone goes out kahanim yovel, so varei takas yodai teishli v'daye teishli v'dinu shalchem ani yozeh shalasim lekachik. What do I have to redeem it for? Why can't I just get it? Just if I'm getting it from everybody else, so for sure mine I can keep. I'm not mikstachem lekachim tia. Akuzosai, Akuzu Shaloi, Vain Zushaloi. He's not his. Okay, son. Yoitzim Taks Yodoi, Umskalekus Kolakavagan. If he wants it, he has to redeem it. But if he doesn't redeem it, then it goes into the pot.
No, he did redeem it. He still has to give it up for Yodo. He's the guy.
No, but he could. He can't redeem it?
No, he did redeem it. That's the whole thing. The coin did redeem it, but he still has to give back the Yodo to the other guy.
Right, because he was even he was garlic, he still can't keep it. So mainly we have a pasuk that gets miskal kol kahana, and he can't keep it. So too by Gezel, would be the same halacha. He would not be able to keep it, even though it really has to be. It gets split anyway. You can't make even if it's yadai, but you can't do that. It has to go to the path, and everybody's split.
10 days left.
Let's see the Mishnah. What the hey? Vava. Let's see if this mission has to do with anything today. Ashur's the Yonim.
Just learned the mission. It'll come out.
Ashur's the Yonim. What's Shur's the Yonim? The Bezin Machayev Yeshua. Tainer Shtei Kesef. By Dov B'Shava Pruta.
What a coincidence.
It's only Bezin and his mother. Mother mixes. Mother mixes. Vem ein Aydov Minatayna. If it's not, I ask you for sardines and you give me gefilte fish. Pater. Ketzer. Shtei Kesef. I have $2 for you. And look, we are the other Pruta. Potter, why? Because it's Kesef and Pruta. It's not that.
No, because that's it together. That's it, Pruta and Tabu together. The combined value has to be 2 and Pruta.
Isn't it because not the same min?
No, it's more Kesef and Pruta. So you have to have the idea. It has to be Pruta.
Ketzer is.
Ketzer is referring to shot to Minor Mixers?
Yeah. But Minor Mixers, what value? The combined value has to be 2 Son and Pruta.
Oh, right, the first thing. So you explain Minor Mixers. Because over here he was not Maida. Shtei Kesef of Pruta, Libyadcha, Enoch Vyadi Ala Pruta.
Because they didn't have the combined value. So he was Maida in both places. Why didn't have enough value? Well, what's this combination of being Maida?
What?
He wasn't moided to the whole thing, that's why.
Never moided, no, he always moided the mixes, but of what value? It has to be, what's the value?
Yeah, but you're being moided for less than the whole loan. The guy's yeah, for $100, he's saying, I owe you
$2. Well, the whole loan has to be $100, $102.
Well, why is he putter if it's moided mixes? This case, Kate said, Shtei Kesef Libyadcha, Enocha Biyadi Ela Pruto, putter.
There's
not enough money in this coin.
This is all, same.
Right. You're right, exactly.
But if you say Shtei Kesef Upruta Libyadcha,
it's like it's not them,
the Hakasha has to be on Shtei Kesef.
After that?
Plus Shabbat.
Hakasha has to be on Shtei Kesef.
The claim has to be on
That's the
what's awesome?
That's what the Mishnah says.
No, take off his film.
The part that you're saying that you don't owe has to be at least a Shtei Kesef worth. So if you, if I come to you and say you owe me Shtei Kesef and you say no, it's only a Pruta, so now the Hakasha is less than Shtei Kesef. So your putter is not considered Maida B'Mikdash.
What's
that?
Yeah.
It's a ship.
I know.
It's a ship. 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 It's a ship.